Hey, Mean Girl Pod listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
But if you like them, will you like their picks?
Yeah, unless I fucking... Let's get high school with it. Unless I like
you. Yeah, I yesterday. Someone,
if I just like you as a person, yeah, I like your pick.
But if you like
if I like you, I'm definitely not commenting like fire emojis or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
let's be real. You won't like the pick if you really like them.
I probably won't. But also if I'm at the bar alone, get a couple bevvies in me, maybe that's getting DM'd to you going, damn.
We're your besties in your ear. Back for another episode of Mean Girl Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of Mean Girl Pod, and happy February.
Yes, oh my goodness, tis the season.
The worst, but best month ever, because it's the worst because it's February, but the best because it's the shortest.
And it's nice because I feel like now we're in it. Like, gone are the holidays, gone is like the New Year thing. Everyone that did sober January or whatever, like, that's over. And so it's like... I feel like now we can get back to business as usual and we can stop with like all the riffraff.
You know what's interesting? I know February is the shortest month of the year, but it's only the shortest by 2 days. But those 2 days change everything.
I had no idea it was the shortest. None.
Alex Bennett, you're killing me.
You know what I've realized? Yellowstone taught me this. Well, I'm watching it's prequel, the one before.
Yes.
Okay, I'm watching the prequel.
Oh, is that new? I didn't even know they had a prequel.
It's called 1883.
Yeah.
And they were like, what day is it? And somebody's like, it might be Thursday. And I thought, how cool. Back then, days didn't define them. Like, our Friday to us means something significant. But to them, it's just 24-hour blocks of sun. Like, truly the sun and the nighttime, that's all it's defined by. But for us, I'm like, a Saturday is such a Saturday.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I worked in corporate, I definitely lived for the weekends, like Monday through Wednesday was kind of like blah. Thursday through Saturday were great. But now since living in New York, I don't feel like our days are so defined where it's not like I'm like, I need it to be Friday right now. I need it to be Saturday. I'm kind of like cool with all the days because New York is just alive every day.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, don't let the days define you as much. But I think... the weekends, we just can sleep in on a, like, I feel like, yeah, I can sleep in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so funny. Like, they didn't even know what day it was. But to us, like, a Saturday is such a Saturday.
Okay, so my days of the week are changing. I used to love a Thursday, love Tuesday for a bit. Now I'm really loving Sunday.
I'm with you.
I love, because lately I've made no plans on a Sunday, so I sleep in, I refuse to get out of bed, I binge watch Netflix, I take my ice roller, I take those eye patches, I put them on, I order a bagel, and I just sit there all day.
My Sundays have become very social.
Oh.
I'm doing it different. Because I used to use Sunday as such a structured reset day.
Yeah.
And then I learned to almost like resent it.
You have Sunday fun day.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I'll do something fun on a Sunday.
I love that. Especially if you have like a quieter Friday and Saturday. Which I know you don't always.
I don't. Sometimes I do. I didn't this past weekend.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, before I tell you what I did, since January's over and we're into February, it doesn't matter what month it is, doesn't matter what season it is, one thing that always stays the same with Mean Girl Pod is that we drink Pink Whitney, because the show is sponsored by the one, the only Pink Whitney. So head to your local bar today and order a round of Pink Whitney shots. Shoot your shot. Shout out. The shoot your shots, like, they just make me emotional.
No, they're honestly one of my favorite things to read.
Yeah, because everybody, I feel, what's the problem?
No, I got so lucky.
What? Because you didn't spill your coffee on you?
So I just drank a sip of coffee, and you know when it's really full and it kind of has like that splash back and it spills?
Yes.
It missed me by a millimeter on my ivory Mean Girl Pod sweat set, and it's not on me.
That's amazing. Also, head over to YouTube so you can see what color she's wearing. It's ivory, and I'm wearing pink. I dressed for Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day.
Tell me about your weekend.
Okay, so this weekend, what happened? Okay, Graham was gone Friday night. So I went to dinner with some girls. And then after dinner, we were like, let's go out.
Jordan's wiping her coffee stain with a diaper? With an adult Depends?
Why do we even have diapers?
Wait, where did she get that?
That makes total sense. It's probably really absorbent.
Ew. Oh my God, that looks really scary.
I don't know if that's the dirt from the coffee or dirt from this chair.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
When we got in here, there was crumbs in this chair, and I was like, come on. Ew, like,
I'm sorry for distracting.
To fraternity. Okay, I went to, okay, so I did something I haven't done in a very long time. And I watched the sunrise, which I love to do in Las Vegas. I'm not big on it anywhere else. Actually, I don't mind doing it here. Okay, let me just explain this to you.
So we, by the way, guys, didn't sleep last night for some reason. So we're being a little crazy.
Like, for real, didn't sleep. Some people, like, I feel like I didn't sleep. It's like, no, just like, I would have rather had a full 8 hours.
So when you can't fall asleep, at what point do you, like, give up trying and get up?
I never give
up. You know?
Up.
Like, what hour mark are you like, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to go, like, in the living room.
No, never.
Usually I don't. I did. I finally surrendered to that last night, and it was about 2 hours of staring at the ceiling, but it was like body ache and my mind was racing. And so in order to stop my mind from racing, I needed to do something else. So I had to get on my phone. I am so anti-screen time.
Oh, sorry. I always give up to my phone. I thought you meant like getting out of bed and like,
you don't sleep with your phone in the bed.
No, no.
I'm beginning that tonight.
Wait, Alana, what?
What?
You sleep with your phone in your bed with you?
I'm caressing it like a teddy bear.
Mm-mm. No, Alana.
No, it needs to be away
from
you.
Are you serious?
Especially for like electromagnetic currents.
Okay, I remember that. My grandma would say I'd go infertile if I slept with my phone in my bed.
Why do you do that?
I have anxiety about getting a call.
I know.
In the middle of the night. Like, I don't know. Like, I need, like, what if I miss something? It's not about like I need to scroll. It's like, what if something happens and I miss it? Like,
okay, that, I feel that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, if I don't turn my phone over, but then I think back to 1970 and I'm like, that's an anxiety they weren't familiar with.
Or 1989. Or what's the title?
1883. They didn't have anything. They were riding horses. But I'm like, they never, when somebody died, like, that's morbid. I'm assuming that's what you mean by a call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything.
And it's just like
a meteor.
Yes. There's a fire.
Amber alert. I don't know. A fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so I live in the smallest room in New York City, and I don't have a nightstand, but I have bins under my bed where I keep my clothes, but they roll. So what I do is I keep one of those bins and put my phone on it, but I roll it far enough under my bed where my arm can't reach it if I'm laying down. So I actually have to like move my body out of bed and like kind of work at it to get it. So sometimes I'll be like, I almost got it, and I give up, and I'm like, it's the universe telling you not to touch your phone.
It's a really good boundary.
Yeah, it doesn't always work, but it does the job at some points.
Yeah, Graham does that. He puts his phone far away, so when his alarm goes off, he has to get up to get it. Oh. And he can't check it in the middle of the night. But this morning when his alarm went off, I was like so excited. It was like 4:49 and I was like 11 more minutes. And then it went off and I was like, good morning. And he was like, no. Like he was like, I need to wake. Like I need to wake up.
You were in the bed?
I was in the bed. Have you seen, and I kept trying to think of the meme. Have you seen She's the Man?
Yeah.
And Eunice, when she's like, I made breakfast. I was like, it took me like 5 minutes. I was like, who am I thinking of? And I was like, I'm thinking of Eunice.
That was so funny. I was dying.
But I was so happy when he got up because I was like, I have a friend now. But he was like, no. Like, I just got up. You know, you have to let them wake up.
Yes.
And that, and I was just staring at him in the middle of the night.
Wake up. Yeah. The real morning people of New York.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I got new neighbors.
Oh,
it's bad. They don't have curtains and they stay up really late. And so their light shines into my and I don't like them at all. They have weight racks in their living room and I have to stare at it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like neighbors from across the way, not in your
like
building.
Window neighbors.
Window neighbors.
Oh, those are the worst.
It's a squat rack in the middle of the living room.
Gains.
I know.
Do they just work out during the day?
I haven't seen
watch them.
I haven't seen them use it once.
Wait, no, that does
that's actually the funnier part of it.
I looked over it and I was like, somebody else moved in.
The light situation would really piss me off, though.
It's so bright, I have to turn over to the other side.
Yeah. I actually thought about that the other day. Your sleeping situation. Because I hate lights. Like, I'm someone who's very affected by light when I sleep. My roommate could turn on the hallway light and it would somehow wake me up. And I was thinking, like, Alex has this these beautiful windows in her apartment, but I couldn't remember if you had curtains or blinds to help you keep the light out.
So I have them on one window in my bedroom, and I have them in the box for the other window. But when Graham was drilling the stud through the wall, the nail broke. And so we've been there over a year and a half, and we just haven't put them up. But we're going to have to, because these new neighbors, they're night owls. Like, I watched, and I had woken up, and they were still awake.
Maybe that light is what kind of kept you up last night.
Could be.
Could be.
It could be.
Yeah. But anyways, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, yeah, right.
Whoa. Speaking of light, you were up till the sunrise.
Okay, so I went, after dinner, I went to this birthday party, and it was very, like, basically, long story short, because Graham was gone and I was with these girls. We went out until 3:00. Then we went back to my apartment and had a dance party. Ordered Taco Bell twice.
Why twice?
Because, like, we got it once. And then I was like, that was so good. We need to get it again. Like, it was so... I haven't had Taco Bell.
What can you eat
there? What'd you get?
I can't eat anything there. I ate Doritos Locos Taco. Unfreaking believable. Have you ever had a Doritos Locos Taco?
Yeah, but I can eat cheese.
I know. I had a bean burrito, too, with cheese in it. Didn't hit me till Sunday. It was great. I got Saturday off.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It was nice. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get this one. And then Sunday morning, I was like, no, I'm not.
Did anyone have a Crunchwrap Supreme?
That's the best.
Or the Fiesta Potatoes?
Oh, my gosh.
Fiesta Potato Bowl?
We had a Crunchwrap Supreme. Have you ever had a walking taco?
Yes. They're called Taco in a Bag in Minnesota.
And you wear the Doritos?
Mm-hmm.
And you put the...
Or Fritos, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
So good. They were a big graduation party meal, because it's easy to give them like a bag of Doritos, throw the taco meat in there, put some lettuce and sour cream, be like, eat your food.
That's cute.
It was really good. They're huge in Minnesota.
We do those at football games, but I saw on a show you can do a Frito chili pie in a Frito bag. Also a great idea.
From where?
Well, they were eating it in Paris, Texas.
Oh.
but think about that.
Sounds incredible.
Frito pie. Wait, what was your favorite lunch growing up at school?
French toast sticks.
At school?
Mm-hmm.
French toast sticks?
Yeah.
For lunch?
Yeah.
At school for lunch is French toast sticks? What?
Yeah.
We never had that.
A chicken patty on a bun.
Hmm.
That was the best, with some mayo, some ketchup. Do you know that I had chicken patty on a bun every day for a whole year when I was in 10th grade?
We had chicken patty in a bun, but that was on Tuesdays. I specifically remember.
Well, when I was in chicken high school, patty. I would go to the a la carte line and get it every day. Oh, mini corn dogs.
We had mini corn dogs.
Yeah.
But our best day was Frito chili pie Thursday with a cinnamon roll. Unbelievable, right?
Frito chili pie Thursday.
But they only had that.
Wait, Alex, so what'd you do this weekend?
Okay. Sorry. So I got Taco Bell. We had a dance party. I stayed up till 6 a.m. And then I had a friend spend the night, and it was so much fun. She got up and left at noon, and Graham got home at 1. And I felt like my life flashed from my eyes. Like, she knows Graham because, like, she's from Oklahoma. So, like, they go way back. And it was so funny because, like, she left, and I was like, there goes the night. And then in strolled Graham an hour later, and I was like, I feel like I just lived two different lives.
Because Graham, I can just picture, like, her doing, like, almost the walk of shame home. Graham coming in with, like, a suit and tie.
Yeah, exactly what it was. I was like, okay. And then I was like, you know.
Literally.
Yeah, Graham, like, gets, and the place was destroyed. Like, we had champagne everywhere, like, just tacos everywhere. So I was, like, cleaning it. And then he got home, and I was like, this is so, like, I was telling him about it, obviously, like, sending him photos. And I was like, this is life.
That's the beauty of New York, too.
That's what it was. It was, and I'm never hungover in New York because the energy just is, like, electric.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm fine. Okay, what'd you do? Oh, I drank wine the whole night, and I wasn't hungover at all.
Well, that goes back to what we said about the full bottle. Two glasses will get you messed up. If you have a full bottle of wine, you're good to go.
Well, but you can still be hungover, I feel like.
Yes.
I feel like I've tapped the hangover thing. No hangovers if I don't drink hard alcohol.
Okay, but we need to know from our listeners. So I'm a firm believer that wine makes me puffy, and Alex is a firm believer that hard liquor makes her puffy. I need to know what makes you guys puffy.
One shot of vodka, I wake up the next day and I'm like...
Do you think it's because it's so gluten heavy?
Well...
Does wine have gluten in it?
Some do, some don't. Some vodkas have gluten, some don't.
Maybe it's because vodka's like very wheat heavy.
Yeah, it makes me so puffy.
Interesting, because wine makes me puffy. I wake up and I look like I aged 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
What about champagne?
I don't drink it enough to know.
Yeah.
I've only had it like twice with you.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
You got a DM from somebody. You were like, bro.
So, no free ads. So this company that is an eye patch brand that Alex loves and got me hooked on it and got pretty much like the whole, every girl I know is hooked on it because of you.
But they won't DM us.
But they won't DM us. Alex has DM'd them a few times. But on Friday, I went to this party, but we were drinking at like 7:30 and it was like midnight. And you know, when you're just drinking and all of a sudden it just hits you, you hit that wall and you're like, I can make two decisions right now. I can go home and just go home, or I can continue this night and I don't know what my future holds.
I could go home and go home, which would be awesome.
So I chose the going home route. And before I decided to go home, though, I was like, well, I have to get pizza.
Must.
So I was legitimately blacked out. I went to this pizza place near me, and at this time, I don't remember anything that happened. Fast forward 2 days later, I'm going on my Instagram and I see this DM from this eye patch company that, and I'm like, why are they DMing me? I was shook. So I read it and she was like, Jordan, it was so great to meet you at the pizza place, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm like, what is this pizza place? I'm like Googling the name of the pizza place because I don't even know the local pizza place by me. And then it all came back to me. I went to this pizza place that I go to almost every weekend and I had like just two slices of pie and this girl came up to me and she's like, I love Mean Girl Pod. I know you and Alex love the eye patches. Can we send you stuff? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm just there alone with my pizza. She's there with her boyfriend, I think. And I'm just like living my best life.
With your pizzas.
With my pizzas.
Great DM to get though.
Great DM.
You know what? Like, I'm like, okay, good job.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you give a fuck? What would you give to be able to see yourself through clear eyes in that scenario?
I don't know if I'd want to see myself.
I know. That's also a good point. I'm like,
because I'm so animated when I'm drunk, I probably was like, uh-huh, okay, yeah.
It's either that or it's like, uh-huh. It's so nice to meet you.
I was like, I gotta get out of here, though, because I'm like, fucked up.
So wonderful. I had to go by. Like,
it was either, even one of those nights where I got out of bed and I looked at my garbage and I'm like, ah, I got pizza last night. And I don't have, like, a lot of blackout moments. It was just an emotional day for me.
That's so fair.
So I drink a
lot.
You
can have your emotional day.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a great weekend.
Wouldn't be an episode if your mic didn't fall.
No.
Would you marry, I saw this on something, but would you marry the person you lost your virginity to, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Would you?
Well, no. That's hard for me to answer because, like, I'm married to somebody that's not that person. But, like, would I marry them? Like, could I live with? Yeah. Fully.
So he was a nice guy?
He was great.
Mine was, he was an asshole to me in high school. He's a nice, I think he's like a really nice guy now, but he was such a dick to me in high school, so no.
I've been thinking about that statement right there. He was a dick then, but now he's a really nice guy, and like not carrying the baggage with you, like letting the past stay in the past.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, do I give everybody that pass?
Well, only if they genuinely are. Like, I think if you're a dick in high school, it's fine. I think if you're a dick when you're in your early 20s, it's fine. But if you're a dick after, like, 25, it's like, grow the fuck up and be a man. Or a woman.
Yes. Also, I think, too, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. Some of these guys that have had their real asshole stages, it's so good. Because they need to get it out. Like, you're... Every guy is going to burst at some point, I think. And I would so much rather it be in high school or early college. Like, you have your shithead phase. And then it's like you start to grow up. Like, that to me seems like the normal trajectory. I'm afraid of the guys that are, like, always been nice. You know, people like, he was always the nicest guy. It's like, well, when is he going to have the dickhead, like, act out phase? I'm worried about that.
Two things. One, I know it's so funny because, like, obviously I date guys around my age and... People will be like, oh, I remember when I was like that. But I, like, that one time grandma was like, I remember when I was like that, but that was when I was younger. And I was like, well, yeah, how old were you when you were like that? 23. Oh, so you, yeah, because you grew up.
Right.
It's just funny when they go through it in their upper 20s. But Do you think every guy has to go through a dickhead phase?
Okay, I don't think it should be coined dickhead phase. I think it should be coined everybody has a wild stage. I think girls and guys. Like,
oh,
I think
yeah.
all of us have a stage where we're wild or act out mm-hmm. in some degree.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen... Ah. Whoa!
Come,
hi!
Come on in!
You guys are going hot.
Right on the money!
Yes, yeah, of course!
So cute!
You can sit in my seat. I'm going to sit by Alex.
You guys all look very good, too, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Quick pause to talk about this year. C4 Energy is stepping up its commitment to support you on your fitness journey and is looking for 100 people willing to give 100%. That's awesome. The No SHIT, can I say shit? The No Shit, No Quit Club was created to help you get one step closer to becoming the better, stronger, faster, leaner, whatever version of you that you want. Wow, this sounds right up our alley. I love that. No shit, no quit. With a program rooted in discipline over motivation and led by Kevin Hart's personal trainer, Ron Boss Everline, you'll have access to robust training programs, exclusive product drops, community workout events, and more. The catch, you can't quit. No shit.
Love.
The No Shit, No Quit Club launches February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. And you can sign up for early access at CELLUCOR.com/pages/no-sh-t-no-quit or the link in our YouTube description. That's CELLUCOR.com/pages/no-sh-t-no-quit or the link in our YouTube description. I think I would go to the link in the YouTube description.
Alrighty.
Hey, Feidelberg.
What's up, girls? How you doing?
So if you guys don't know Fights, he does KFC Radio. We've been on their show a lot, but you haven't joined us yet. So
no, and I'm happy to have the invite. Thank you very much.
A little different situation.
Second person ever to have the invite, actually.
Really?
Jeff D. Lowe and then you.
Mike, third.
Oh, third. Ooh, yeah,
that
yeah.
That was rude.
Graham. And Graham.
But no, well, we've had guests, but like I'm saying like a coworker that we've pulled in.
Oh, okay. Jeff, you're, Mike, you.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
I'll take two. Three? Two.
Three.
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 Ah. Kind of two. Mike would have been anyways. Because Graham was, like, we were doing significant others.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was more of a significant other, not a coworker.
Yeah.
I didn't know who we were talking about because I called Mike Grinnell. I was like, I don't know who the fuck Mike
he
is.
He has many names,
but he was on. That'd be like people be like, hey, John. They're like, who's John?
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes.
So we need your expertise. Well, we're assuming you're going to have expertise. It's kind of a compliment.
Okay.
Because we're talking about guys. Like, we know about girls following guys on social media.
Uh-huh.
But we need some help in tapping into the brain of guys following girls, liking photos, things like that.
Oh, you then let me tell you what, you came to the wrong person.
No,
you came to like the impossibly wrong person.
No, you're the right person. No, because you have a large social media following.
Uh-huh.
And you like girls, so you're the right person.
All right, like, but here's the deal. But like, I actually, so way back in the day with Barstool, like we had like Guess That Ass and posts like that, and in those days it was ridiculous. Yeah, it was something. But every day at noon we had to post like someone's ass, and then you'd have to click the link, and the picture would expand. It would no longer just be their ass. And so at that stage, which is probably 8 years ago now, 9 years ago, my social media was just flooded with chicks. Oh. It was nonstop bikini, IG thoughts, yada yada yada. And when I no longer had to post Guess That Asses, I was like, I'm cleaning this. Like, I couldn't even open my like social media in public. It was that over the top. It was too aggressive. I would have had more luck opening like Brazzers than I would have like an Instagram post.
Were you single at the time?
In and out of relationships.
Did they ever care?
No. I mean, it would work. It's like, you know, porn stars don't care when they're in a relationship and they fuck other people. It was kind of like I'm posting other people on the internet thing. And so I was like, I'm cleaning it out. Like, I can't fucking have just ass and tits everywhere. And now my fucking social media's gone the exact other way. Now it's all stand up, and I don't like it at all. It both sucked. I'd like some kind of happy medium. But I also never like pictures. I like never like pictures.
Okay, that was our biggest question. We want to know why guys feel the need to like Instagram models or other girls' pictures on Instagram.
Never in a million
when they have
years.
A girlfriend.
Never in Thank a million you. Years. If you get over like 20,000 likes per post, I don't give a shit. Unless I know you personally. And with like people here, I like their posts and stuff like that. Although people here, I'll never like a coworker's bikini picture.
You can.
That shit's not happening.
You're like, that's weird. Fights like her photo. And
okay.
No.
No, proceed. No, I'm saying like, I see that happen sometimes. And I'm like, I know we're all friends, but like we're also coworkers. Why are you liking certain people's sexual pictures on Instagram?
Yeah,
like, do they not know?
Sometimes I'll get caught if there's something in a photo dump because I won't even fucking scroll the photo. Now. But if like the cover photo's fine, I'm like, all right, that's, you know, cute picture, blah blah blah, move on. But no, if like there are plenty of coworkers here who are posting bikini pics. No, I'm not liking that shit.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Here's my question though. If we went to your Instagram right now, I wish we would have done this before. We're going to do it after. And looked at who you follow.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, let's do it right now.
Is there any, do you follow girls on there that you think are cute, though?
That I think are cute? Like professional girls, so to speak? Like
I guess they could
IG
be.
IG models and things like that?
Famous yeah, or not. They have a following or not.
Well, because yesterday when we were talking.
Only if they have a following. I like, don't even follow my friends.
Okay, so you would follow hot like girls.
I,
said,
I don't really use Instagram. No, I'm the worst person you could have pulled in.
No, you just gave a great answer to the
first
one. But
it's also
one.
Kind of like the average guy.
Not really thinking too much about it.
We're not really Instagram people.
Yeah.
Guys here in particular.
Right.
But mostly the male population is not like, what's up, here's my picture. I think I basically post like show clips.
So you don't use it like to look at hot girls or like
no.
Okay. Now
I use porn for that. I'm an adult man. I can do that stuff.
Totally. Okay, when it comes to yeah, I'm going to
I don't know here. You guys can look through my following. I don't know how to look for whatever you want.
Well, because I think it's okay when guys follow like the Kendall Jenners of the world, the Hailey Biebers, like the unattainable, but it's so weird when guys follow like the mid-tier girl of like the 10K to like 5K to 10K. I'm like, why are you following them? Like, you could have a shot with them. Why are you following them if you have a girlfriend?
Where do you even find that person? Like, so to speak.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right, well, you find out. Really maybe, personal maybe my and specific, Jordan.
She maybe lives in, like,
do you know her?
West Manhattan.
I don't know her. But, like, from home.
Okay, so you follow her, like, as a friend.
Yeah. So it's people She's that, cute. If he follows them and they fall back, it doesn't count because they're friends. It's like the ones that he would just follow that don't follow him back. It's like, why do you feel the need to follow these like hot girls? Oh, no, they're friends. I love her.
Insane.
It was Raina Greenberg. I love her.
She's the best.
Yeah, you're friends with most of these people. Mm. Like, mutual.
How'd you even limit it to, like, I don't know. How'd you even limit it to, like, my girl followers? Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, how did you? Or are they all just girl followers?
No, I'm just selecting the girls.
Ah.
Okay, here's one.
I know her very well. That's the other girl you just showed me, her sister.
So he's good.
Yeah.
He has a good track record.
Well, I don't. Okay, so when you're, if you're talking to a girl, you pass the test.
That's the test, all right.
But I would actually say, I think it's fine either way. Like, if somebody's like, yeah, I use social, like, of course I follow hot girls. I think that's fabulous. Or not, where you're just like, I just literally use it to post clips and like I just kind of scroll and I use porn for the other stuff.
Okay, it's only fabulous though if it's like pre-me. Like if they just start following all these hot girls once they're in a relationship with me, I'd be a little bit offended.
Oh, well, he's single though.
No, I'm saying if he had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess you're kind of on track because you get offended by porn too, right?
No.
Isn't
everyone
porn
just
porn
listened
shooting?
To the fucking clips. No one listened to the episode.
I forget we talk about these things.
I'm like,
how do you know that?
I'll give you the thing. If I'm home, I'm in the room next door. If I'm there, I think it's weird if he's jacking off behind this wall.
Oh, okay. That's more understandable. I do that too.
Like, but. I'm right. Hello. And I'm like willing, able participant.
But like, there's some times where it's like, this isn't a you thing. This is just like, I have a medical situation.
That's
I need to fucking take care of this as fast as I can. I don't want to do the whole kit and caboodle, the pomp and circumstance. Like, I want to fucking clear my head real fast and get to work.
And I think you should clear it. And I clear the head. But if I'm married to you and I'm sitting here, I think I would prefer if you hit me up.
I understand that. There are many situations in which I would not. But I do get it. It is... It's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I could describe it. But I guess it's like sometimes you just need a beer alone at the bar. And other times you want to vent to your buddies and you want to like tell stories at the bar. Sometimes I just need a beer alone and I need to, it's just me time.
Are you equating that to, are we still on?
That's when I'm masturbating, when I'm alone.
Oh, no, that's, and you know what that is? I feel like it kind of is the same thing if they do follow, like, that's not about you as much anymore. Like, if you need the beer alone at the bar, or if you need to jack off or something like that for a medical, whatever it is, clear your head. I'm like, that doesn't really have anything to do with me.
No, also, correct.
Feels more to do with you.
When people are single for a really long time, like, that's, like, all we know.
Yeah.
So it'd be really hard to go from that to like never being able to do that.
I feel like it was taken out of, like, I feel like the scenario you were referring to was the clip, but then you see the other part.
Yeah, but now I see the other side.
I get it.
I can understand that. That is tough when you just get like, no, there's a lot more to it. It's
yeah.
It's nuanced. It turns out everything can't fit into 60 seconds.
Okay, back to social media. What about, do you ever view people's stories?
I almost exclusively view stories.
Okay, but do you have a preference on like how you do it, or do you like
view? I don't really view them though. Well, like you'll get my view, but I didn't really watch it. Like it's like I like the phone is like a thumb treadmill for me, where I'm kind of just tapping.
Okay, but if you like a girl, are you going to make sure you view her story consistently?
No,
you don't care.
I don't have anyone I follow who like I.
Okay, can you pretend like, that you like somebody? Would you view their story more?
No, I'll like eat whatever's put in front of me. So like I start the first one, I tap through until I get bored, and then I'm done.
Because okay. Jordan thinks the context is that Jordan is like one of the people that like if she posts a story, she looks if the guy that
I'm
that she
to.
Likes like viewed it and it means something to her.
I've heard that tale before. I can't say. Again, I think I'm a bad example. I think there are certainly guys who are doing that. I'm not one. Because I would be more apt to not view your story.
Oh, why? Please, like, that's interesting.
Because then I think you're like, why isn't he viewing my story? And then there's a little cat mouse game thing. I'm not I don't play games guy. I love games.
See, I'm like you. If I like a guy, I won't view their story. I'll make my friend view it for me and then I'll never look at it. So
all right, I'll take that extra step.
Well, I still want to know what they're doing, but I'm not gonna look at it. But so I get that. That's interesting.
I don't think you're an anomaly. I think you're like most guys. I thought about this a lot last night before we talked about it. I think the relationship guys have with social media is it's not that serious. I think a lot of them are a little bit more like, I don't know.
I think that depends. I mean, like around here, I would disagree with that. But I think probably most guys like, yeah, it's not that big a deal. I can't speak for everybody, but I think that in my friend group, my close friends outside of work, I don't think any of them use social media at all.
That's nice.
I'm older.
Right.
But I don't think anyone uses it.
What about liking girls' pics? But if you like them, will you like their pics?
Yeah. Unless I fucking, let's get high school. Unless I like.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Someone,
if I just like you as a person, yeah, I like your pics.
But if you like
I like you, I'm definitely not commenting like fire emojis or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's like, I'll.
Let's be real. You won't like the pick if you really like them.
I probably won't, but also if I'm at the bar alone, get a couple bevvies in me. maybe that's getting DM'd to you going, damn.
No, but that's another thing. Like, guys, once you start talking to a guy, they stop liking your pics. And I'm like, this is them trying to prove a point. I do the same thing. If I'm a question of a guy, I'm not liking their pics anymore.
It is. I'll be honest. I'm tough but fair with my likes.
Okay.
If I give a like, I genuinely like it. I'm like, you're right. You put a little effort in that picture. That's a solid picture right there.
So if you like her and she did a good photo, you will like it?
Yeah. I won't like some bullshit post.
Okay.
I won't like some fucking thing you threw up from last summer. But if you took some effort, had a little picture, yeah, I like
and
it.
And she deserves the she like. You'll give it to
you
her.
You earned it. You get it.
Okay. But if you're playing games with this girl that you really like, you might skip that pic just to see.
If it's an earned one, it's a well thought out one, what are you doing? That's a good scenario.
This is a girl.
It's a well thought out one. I'm liking it.
And you like her. You like have a crush on her.
Like a nice building with some good architecture, nice jacket maybe blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yes. I love a winter pick. Long, big, long scarf. Come on.
Does she get a comment from you?
No, I don't really comment that much.
Okay, so if you're commenting, what's that scenario?
That's intense. That's like boyfriend, girlfriend.
On a girl's time. Picture?
Is that?
I don't know if I ever have.
Okay.
Yeah.
A friend.
I'll comment on like work pictures. Like, honestly, probably not even like work girls. I'm probably just like work guys. I'm like, let's go. That's about it. That's all guys do. Let's go.
Okay, if there's a girl that you think is really hot and you don't really know her that well, but like you know she knows you exist and you know she exists, you don't have her phone number and you want to get her attention on social media, how are you doing it?
Oh, good question.
A reply to an IG story.
Okay, so you're going to the story, not the post.
Not the post.
Will you ever like fire or like an IG story to get
like,
their attention?
That's it. It won't be like a word reply. It'll be some kind of emoji. One of the six options that they give us. Eight, whatever it is.
And you'll send that and see if she hits you back.
Correct.
Are you ever looking at who likes your photos or views your story?
No. I mean, I have in the past. It's not a regular thing. But it'll happen. Let's say once a one a view story. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Hard post. 1 out of 4 pictures, and I probably post 4 pictures a year. So.
And you're
I'm not looking at who likes like my fucking KFC radio posts. I don't care about that.
If you do an in feed photo of you, and you look at who likes it, 1 of your 1 of 4 in the year. Why are you looking at the likes?
Because I knew I looked fucking fire.
You want to see who liked it?
Like, what kind of scoundrel wasn't like this? I know it's a great picture. I know I took a great picture. Dude, the picture I'm describing, the fucking big long coat in front of beautiful architecture, I just took that picture. That's why I want to know.
That's me. So are you looking for who didn't like it, or are you like, did this girl like it?
Nah, I'm just making sure my boys liked it.
Okay, okay,
oh my God,
okay.
My guy saw that.
Fascinating. This is fascinating. Okay, that's why you're looking to see if your guy saw your photo.
He cares more if his friends like it than the girl.
He's like, no, I didn't know my boys liked it.
Yeah, so my guy's got my back, man. Come on, just double tap. It's not that hard.
Okay, so if you hit her with one of the 6 emojis, the clapping, and she responds back and is like, isn't that funny or something, then are you going to get in like a DM exchange with her?
Yeah, one that'll make me want to kill myself, but like...
It'll make you want to kill yourself?
Yeah, because I'll hit you the clapping emoji, and you'll go, isn't that funny? And I'll go, LMAO! And it'll just be the worst conversation of all time. Oh my God.
Or what happens if she just hearts your clapping emoji because she's like, that's all you're going to give me? Are you responding back?
No. Okay. Then I got deaded.
Do you have the ability to not respond?
Do I have the ability? Yeah.
Fully.
Really?
Yeah, but I will say, why would a girl ever respond to an emoji? If a guy gave me an emoji, I'm just hearting it. I'm like, put a little more effort into that.
It's a logical point. Yeah. I don't want to put myself out there too much. So then I'm like, I didn't get rejected. She just gave me a normal response. And now we'll both go about our lives until we die.
And we'll all be single for the rest of our lives.
You played it safe with the emoji response. Okay, that's pretty fascinating that you go for the stories, though.
Really?
No,
you guys would expect it to be like. Oh, you expect it to be DMs?
No, it's exactly what I thought you would say.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's just interesting to hear you say it. it would be what I would
think
do.
That's how interesting works.
No, it's not.
Like a new fact.
Stereotypical. Yeah, it was just. It was basic of you. Wow.
Yes, I'm exceptionally basic. I'm very, very, very basic.
Are you texting people? Like, would you text a girl for like an extended period of time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Call them?
I'd much rather a phone call.
FaceTime or call?
Phone call. I'm not, dude. If a girl FaceTimes me, do you fucking see what I look like? You think I have a good angle? No, if a girl FaceTimes me, I pretend I'm doing something. I put my phone facing up.
Oh my God.
I do it. I've done it before. This is embarrassing. I've done it before where I ran, like as it was ringing, I ran to bed, turned out the
light. I've done that before. I actually did that recently. I was like, no, I'm in bed because I have no makeup on.
I want to get up right now. You know, I'm sweating from the sprint over.
Wait. I'm like, oh, it's too dark to see me. Shoot.
You won't just be like, I can't FaceTime?
No.
It depends on who it is. Like, if it's a girl I've talked to a lot, I'll be like, what are you doing FaceTiming me? If it's a girl I'm still in the process of courting, then I don't want to deny her and make her feel, why didn't he answer my FaceTime? What's he doing? Because I don't feel like having that hung over my head. So I'll just make sure she can't see me.
Wait, so do you court girls?
No.
Oh. I was hoping you were actually going to like say yes.
No.
Like,
yeah. Well, I was going to say,
no.
If you're talking to a girl, kind of, and you would like to get dinner with her on a Thursday, are you going to ask her or not?
Okay, this is a fun story. I've always said I've never been on a date in my life.
Yeah, you told us that last time.
And I think that, because yes, I would ask you to dinner, but I'll be like, let's go grab dinner. Like, to me, it's not a thing. It's it wouldn't be like I show up. I mean, I'd show up in how I regularly dress, which I think is perfectly presentable. But like, I'm not worried about my outfit. I'm not like, should I bring a gift? I'm just like, right?
Like, wait, you don't need to bring a gift,
bro. I meant like flowers. I'd show up with flowers.
Wow, that would scare me.
Are you paying?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
wait, why is it not a date then?
I mean, I guess like technically you could call it a date, but I think of a date as something where, excuse me, where you need like the butterflies beforehand. You need the I'm nervous how it's gonna go. Everyone I've ever like dated in my life, we were like friends. We were like together beforehand.
So you've never had a first date?
Never like a. I guess it kind of like what I'm kind of saying like almost implies a blind date, or like I've never met someone off a social media app or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, I wouldn't know like what every time I've been on a date, I'm like, I'm fucking tonight.
But that's what I was gonna ask you. Is it really that's how it is?
Yeah, but like because we were like, we've been friends forever. Like it's, but not like
are you texting,
I'm not like so
her
confident with a stranger.
And are you like, hey, do you wanna go on a date? I'll pick the place, I'll pick the time. Like, are you picking and being like, are you initiating it?
No, I'm a feminist, so wherever you want to go, I go.
No! Do you say, hey, you want to go to dinner on Thursday?
Yeah.
You pick the place?
And I'll be like, what are you in the mood for? And then it'll be like almost like a married couple's conversation. And then they'll go, I don't care, what do you want? And I'll go, I don't fucking know, what are you thinking? And then we'll do that for a couple hours, and then eventually we'll stumble upon some random bar, and that'll be it.
You've never shown up with butterflies meeting a girl?
No.
Ever?
Maybe, not on a date, maybe like, no, I mean... Maybe in like high school and shit like that, but no, like no, not in any recent memory. Was I like, damn, I don't know how this is gonna go.
All right, you see three girls sitting at the bar, and you think the middle one is flaming hot, and you're like, that's my girl. Do you walk over and talk to her or one of the other two?
None
of
them.
Oh my god! I was gonna say,
do you send him a drink?
Huh?
You send him a drink?
Send him a drink?
Or you're just
no.
people don't talk to people that we think are attractive out and about.
You don't. You're not gonna say hi?
No.
You're just gonna leave?
No. No. At some point in the night, maybe there will be some kind of interaction. But like, it's not like I'm not one of those guys. What are you fucking? You've met me. You know me. I'm not gonna be like, that's my girl, I'm gonna get her. Like, I'm gonna sit back and wait until like fate takes over. I'll be like, it'll be fate.
I feel like you're like a hopeless romantic.
Very much so.
Like a scared person's body.
Back in the day, that said hopeless romantic. It was sick. It's a heart on the chest. It's a, you know, it's a hopeless romantic. In
oh
the
my
heart.
God, cute.
Yeah, it was very adorable.
It's almost hard though to like. I don't want to compliment you in a creepy way, but it's almost like I'm like, there's so, and you're like, I'm not talking to her. I'll send her an emoji. And it's like, wait, what? No.
It is. It's a constant fear of rejection. Is what it is.
It's like, just written all over you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a hopeless, like,
it's a fear of rejection, which lends itself to saying, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Without effort.
Without effort.
I love
that's
it.
That's how the world works.
I love it. Okay.
Did I provide any help here?
That was a great conversation.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time.
No help, but it was interesting.
that's basically every time I leave a room. Like, that was no help, but we had fun.
And you know when we were fully picking like what guy to have this conversation with, we went through like 10, and Alana's like, it's Feidelberg, and all three of us were like, it's Feidelberg. That's
who it is.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Sorry I didn't help.
No, you were. You were in like the oddest way. So
no,
helpful.
You actually provided a lot of insight for me, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
I think the lesson is less is more.
Less is more.
And if they ignore you on social media, they probably like you.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah.
Unless you put effort into the photo,
and then they better like it. Yeah.
Unless it looks like the photo I just posted.
And if they DM you emoji, make sure to respond back because they are too afraid of a rejection.
And don't just like it.
Oh, that's a good piece. That's okay. A good piece. Yeah. Okay.
Don't like it.
If someone sends you an emoji, say, do you want to get dinner?
Ask them out. So don't like it back. Make sure to respond to them.
Yeah.
Fully. And if you see a cute guy at the bar and he doesn't come over and talk to you, it's because he's letting fate run its course. Yep. It's because he's so in love with you, he can't like hold it together.
Because he's seen so many rom-coms, he's like, this is how you do it. I'll put together a fucking, what do you call it? What do they call it? When you the dance things.
Oh, the pop-up dance.
Pop-up, I was going to say.
And Friends,
a flash mob.
Yes,
flash mob.
They'll do a flash mob.
That's
yes.
A good movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, just do nothing and then it's perfect.
That's how it works.
Wow.
I love it. I learned a lot today.
Yeah, got me this far. Right?
Well, I don't know.
Heidelberg, thank you.
That was great.
So much.
Appreciate your time.
Quick pause to talk about the one and only HelloFresh, because remember those New Year's goal you promised yourself you'd stick to? HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. There's nothing better than having fresh ingredients delivered to you. You don't have to go to the store, and you get a nice home-cooked meal. Get HelloFresh and skip the extra trip to the grocery store and long checkout lines. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious, chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your doorstep. No matter your lifestyle or meal preferences, HelloFresh has recipes that are sure to please everyone at your table. From fit and wholesome veggies or family-friendly recipes, you'll always find something even the pickiest eaters will enjoy. I know you and I experience that, because you can get meat, you can get veggies, you can get vegan, you can get whatever it is you want. So go to HelloFresh.com/mean65 and use code mean65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code mean65 at HelloFresh.com/mean65.
That's amazing. Okay, Alex. So after that conversation with Fights, how do you feel that you never will have to go through the anxiety and pain and confusion of social media when talking to a guy?
It is so, that's why I ask him so many questions of like, how would you approach this?
I'm really genuinely so interested. And I was like, wow, I guess she doesn't have to ever deal with this.
No. And when Graham and I started dating, like, we had texting.
What year was that?
Like, well, what is it now? 2022?
Three.
Three? Shoot. So 2015, 16, 15?
So Instagram was like just, Snapchat had just started. Instagram was like not that relevant, but like it was starting to get there a little bit. So that was really all you had to deal with.
Yeah, nothing like it is today.
No.
I don't even really remember it being a thing. Like, I think it was something we all had, but not anything we took seriously. Mm-hmm. This is what fascinates me about it. Because I think there's all these ins and outs these days. Did this guy post me? Are we Instagram official yet? You know, we had the Facebook statuses, but it's like, does he post me on his in feed? Does he follow other girls?
Does he like other girls' pictures?
Yes. And then the whole mind, there's like that aspect of it once you're dating, but then there's the pre aspect of it, of the, did he view my story? Did he? And I'm like, I don't even know what I would do.
I will say actually, Fights kind of helped calm my anxiety around social media, because I was that girl who was obsessed of like, has he viewed my story yet? Has he liked my pictures? Oh, he didn't like my picture because he likes me. Oh, he hasn't viewed my story because he likes me, blah, blah. But now the next person I talk to, I'm really not going to think about it. I think the only thing that will affect me is like, if I'm dating a guy and he is liking other girls' pictures, because I genuinely think when you're in a relationship with a guy, they should only like your pictures and like your best girlfriend's and their best girlfriend's pics.
Yeah.
Like, he better like yours. He better like yours, but he better not be liking, if you post a bikini pic, he better not like that pic.
I know. Then I counter it with this. I'm thinking out loud here. I'm not set on the way I think about these things. But he saw the photo anyways. Mm-hmm. He's scrolling on the feed. And everybody, if somebody posts a hot bikini photo, we all saw it. Mm-hmm. All these guys saw it. Mm-hmm. So almost the ones that double tap it, I guess I don't get the significance of the like. Like, they're not trying to hide anything because it's public.
Yeah, but to someone who's single, like, it's kind of a slap in the face of like, okay, it just is a reminder that my boyfriend took the time to look at this girl's picture, and he, in his head, was like, that's a nice picture, I'm going to like it, where he could just, like, ignorance is bliss. You don't need to like the pic. I'm like the complete opposite of yours, where it's like it with your eyes, but you don't need to show the whole world you liked it, because then you're kind of, it's a slap in the face to everyone seeing that, being like, why is Jordan's boyfriend liking this random girl's hot bikini pic?
Yeah. No, I see that. I see it's, I truly, I'm like, I don't know, because now we have social media, but Graham doesn't have it. So I don't know the pain of having to go to his profile and be like, oh, he follows all these, like, okay, if Graham followed a bunch of blonde models, I would feel some type of way about that, because I'd be like, you love blondes. Mm-hmm. Like, that, yeah, that would hurt. I'm so lucky. I feel for you in the scenario of social media and having to navigate that dating.
It's funny, because back in the day, it never really bothered me. My first boyfriend didn't have social media either, and it was incredible. I genuinely think if you date if you have a partner where one doesn't have social media, you're good to go. But I think moving to New York and being in this world has kind of messed with me a bit, because we're like around maximizers. Everyone's always looking for the next best thing. So in my head, when I'm seeing this guy and all of a sudden he keeps following all these like hot girls, and what I said to Fights was like the mid tier following of like the 5,000 to 20,000 who are still very attainable. They're not the Kendall Jenners and the Hailey Biebers of the world. Like, that doesn't bother me. It makes me nervous, because I'm like, are they DMing them on the side? Are they like at night when they're alone doing the deed? Like, are they looking at those girls' pictures? Like, Instagram is kind of porn sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it just gets in your head, and then it just like messes with you, and then you start going down a dark rabbit hole.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you know how I feel about like even them looking at the porn photos.
Mm-hmm. Like, some girls post some like they're beautiful pics, but they're very revealing, and I'm like, why are you staring at that for so long?
Right. No, I fully agree with that. I'm trying to think now. I'm like, what guys do I follow?
So I was seeing this guy one time, and I didn't know this was a thing until one of my friends put it in my head that it was a thing. And she's like, do you know that you can see who people follow in chronological order? And I was like, why did you tell me that?
Yeah.
So I started noticing that this guy I was seeing, his following, this was a while ago, his following was like going up, because he didn't follow that many people. And I was like, well, that's weird. He's like following at least a few people a week. And then when she told me that, I was looking, because I was like, oh, it's in chronological order. They were all these hot Instagram models, and I'm like, bro, we're going out on dates, we're like talking, why do you keep following all these girls on a regular basis?
Yeah,
like, what's going on?
Right.
And then started fucking with me.
Yeah, that would fuck with me. It would. I'm really trying. I'm like, that would hurt.
Yeah, because like I said, they're like the mid-tier where they're very attainable.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could DM them and they would respond.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess even...
Also, not to mention, like, I see my DMs, and they're filled with guys, and they're always usually guys with girlfriends, so I, like, see a daily scumbag on a regular basis. Like, I'm like, weird, you just said this about me, but who's the girl in your pic? Oh, that's cute, but who's the girl in your pic? Oh, like, it's like, my mind's so tainted.
Yeah, no, I think about the people listening, and I'm like, okay, for us, we get caught in the... I think I have just as odd of a... I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I guess I don't care the follower amount. Like, even the Hailey... Like, a Margot Robbie to me.
Mm-hmm.
And 5,000. Any follower number. To me, I think it all hurts the same. Just knowing they're looking at any girl, and it's like, I wouldn't want that. That would hurt. Like, it just is like, because you instantly go to the comparison,
yeah,
like, space.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that's tough.
Also, like, I've never felt the need to follow, like, all these hot guys on Instagram. I think I, like, genuinely, I don't know if I follow any, like, I follow Joe Burrow. I think he's, like, the only, like, famous male I follow. So it's like, if I don't find the need to do it because I'm satisfied with you, like, why do you find the need? Like, do I not give you, are you missing something with me?
I can think of athletes that I follow.
Yeah.
Like, truly, and that's it.
Other than the sport.
Yeah, like, and other than that, I'm like, I don't follow one guy because I think he's cute. I think there's a component of ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people are going to do things anyways. I think if we try to tell guys not to look at, you know, I think that they will if they want to anyways. But I think there's the component of like the layer below it of like, why? Like, if you and I are like, I don't really follow anybody because I think they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to see a hot person. Maybe there's something different with guys where they liked. I don't know. It's very fascinating.
It goes back to the why.
Yeah. Like, what's the point of it?
Like, are you, yeah, like, is it for your ego? Is it, like, what are you doing? Also, I don't know what it is, but I don't really trust any man with over 1,000 followers these days. I'm like, I love a man with no social media or, like, 200 followers and, like, no posts.
Guys that live under rocks are the heroes.
They are incredible. I'm like, I love it. I love it. Like, oh, the last time he posted a picture was 2010. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah, like, he, and he doesn't, like, the way Feidelberg talks about his social media is like so detached.
Yes.
Which is nice. The people that are always on Instagram, Twitter, that's fine. There's not photos really there.
Yeah.
But the guys that are always on Instagram, it's like, for what? And it's, there's an argument to be made, But I would say Instagram's so photo forward. Mm-hmm. Twitter's news forward. TikTok's like hack, like video hack forward. Yeah. So it isn't. That's the Instagram warriors.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like 4,000, if they have 4,000 followers, something, it's like for what?
Yeah. Because it's like, for someone who works in social media, I'm only on social media to post and I usually get off of it. So it's like, why are you on social media all the time browsing? Like, what are you doing?
I was thinking about that too. A lot of people do get my story views because I will leave my stories playing like this.
Of course you do.
And then I'm like, I just viewed everyone's story.
See, I loved that question with fights where we were like, does it matter if you view their story? Because I always felt like if a guy viewed your story, he liked you. But now I'm learning from like you and Alana and other people that like no one really thinks about viewing stories. Like I only view stories of people I like. I view your guys' stories. I view my close friends. But other than that, I'm not viewing anyone's story.
I was thinking about that last night, too, because we were talking about, A, the story view, V, the amount of time they view the story. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I would never even, they reserve the right to give you the view.
Yeah.
In the amount of time. And I'm like, I don't think they care.
I don't think they care either.
I don't think they care. They're like, yeah, just be the...
Also, guys, I think, are just so simple where they're like, oh, I didn't even really think about who's I was viewing. They're just the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media is... It's really going to make or break a relationship going forward in this world.
Yeah, and I think it would be interesting if you took the approach of, like, it wasn't... They weren't thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was, like... remove if, okay if I think of a guy's liking all these models photos and he follows 1,000 models, okay, we got an obvious red flag there.
Yeah,
but other than that, it would be interesting to kind of be like, maybe it's not that serious.
Yeah
to protect yourself.
Yeah,
maybe it is, but if it is, I think it'll show you in another area.
Yeah. Oh, fully. Yeah, that's why like I just love a man who's a very low-key.
Under the radar.
So
he's like, oh, yeah, I do have an Instagram, I guess. God, I haven't posted in a while.
Literally, like, 2010 is like high school graduation.
Yes.
His last post.
Yes. Not yet. Right. And he's not worried about getting his guy photos. Quick pause to talk about Adam and Eve, because what better way to spice up Valentine's Day than with Adam and Eve? How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season?
With my vibrator.
I'm going to do 7 days of Valentine's presents, which I'll tell you about, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
And one of them will be from Adam and Eve. You love their vibrator. It's your favorite vibrator.
It is. And it keeps me sane because I'm a celibate girl with the male population. So I just have my vibrator.
Just you and yours.
It's the best. It literally is. I just can't speak more highly of it. And I'm going to buy a new one probably for myself for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Give the gift to yourself.
Because we have a great code I'm going
to
use.
That's right. So when you all go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item you get, this is the best deal ever. 50% off almost any item plus free shipping. So head over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use offer code MEANGIRL. That's MEANGIRL, Mean Girl. That's Mean Girl at adamandeve.com. Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, Alex, so we've mentioned Valentine's Day a few times.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've gotten a few DMs where people are like, I don't know what to get my significant other. Like, what are some good Valentine's Day gifts? And you have a really good one you're going to get Graham. So I think you should share that.
Okay. First of all, for Valentine's Day, I think people, like, I was doing a live and everyone was like, give us Valentine's Day tips. And I'm like, it's so easy. One, you've already made the dinner reservation. If you haven't, it's too late because it's the most, did you know Valentine's Day is the most eaten out day of the year?
No, really?
Yeah, always.
Wow.
So, like, you have to book it so early in advance. At this point, if you're listening to this, you're probably a little late to get the reservation.
You guys have a reservation?
We have a reservation.
You do?
Cute. I made it, though.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, a long time ago, I was, like, bored, and I was like, oh, I'll make the Valentine's Day reservation. So we do have one. But I'm like, if you don't have one, you can still be a hero, and you just be like, I'm going to get your favorite takeout, or we'll make dinner together.
I love that.
And it's like, light the candles.
It's very romantic to make dinner together.
Right? And it's like, you can play music. You can still kind of get dressed up.
Pop some wine.
Yes. And it's, like, almost more fun. And then I'm like, always take her flowers and get her a little box of chocolates. Like, it doesn't have to be a real gift. It can be that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a big flower person, but I love when, like, I mean, you know I love sweets. Like, yes. If you get me, like, some cookies or, like, candy with, like, a nice handwritten card, I'll melt in your arms.
Literally. And I'm like, that's, you go to Walgreens and buy the heart shaped chocolate, and I'm every year. You could give me that for 50 years straight, and I'd be like, oh my God, he thought of me.
A handwritten card will make me tear up. You write me a handwritten card, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to save this forever. I put it in the box.
That means more than anything.
More than anything.
So, okay, so what I'm going to do for Graham, though, is 7 days of Valentine's. And it has to be a gift that he'll use by the end of the night.
So like what he did for Christmas to you.
Exactly. A little bit of payback. But this guy yesterday told me a really good one to do. Give him a card where he has to choose. And it's chocolate dipped strawberry or chocolate dipped Alex. And he picks. But he doesn't know what he's picking.
Wait. Well, how will you dip yourself in chocolate?
Well, I think I would just like drizzle chocolate on you somehow. And I'm like, ew. Also, like, I've seen that in movies where they're like, oh, poor Ron. And I'm like, then I'm sticky.
Wait, what if you make yourself edible on everything? So it's like one day you have like the candy thong and bra where you can, you know, like the candy necklaces, you like whipped cream another day, you do chocolate. Like, that would be good.
Oh my God, that would be. But I'm like, I don't want whipped cream on me.
Yeah.
And you know, I love lingerie.
Yeah, so are these gifts going to be, like, actually fun for him?
Some of them. I'm going to do, like, three of them are, like, good. And then some, like, I want to get him, like, I ordered it last night, like, a shock collar, like, a dog shock collar. And then it's, like, I'm like, you have to shock yourself. I always think that's so.
Alex.
Well, I think it's funny.
You're going to hurt the poor man.
No, I'm like, that'll be one. I love the chocolate covered, like, dipped thing. I like that idea.
Same.
They're, like, a man, the candy but for the guys, I think those are funny.
Yeah.
But then, like, real ones, like, I'll get myself lingerie. Because I didn't know, which one of you said some guys don't like lingerie?
Jordan.
That's so true.
My ex was like, I'm just going to take it off. It's a waste of money. But then I've had people who are like, no, I love it. So it's very situational.
I used to not see the point of it. Like, when I got married, you know, when you go on your bachelorette trip, everyone brings you lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, a lot of pretty stuff then. I think I gave it all away. Like, I donated it. Because I was like, I'm never going to wear this.
Yeah.
But now I found, like, a brand I like. And I'm like, oh, I love wearing it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I grew into it.
And if Graham likes it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But I do. I used to be like, I just want you naked. Why on earth would you wear lingerie?
Another thing you could do, kind of like we did at Christmas, you could do a little advent calendar. You could do, like, and you could, oh, my God. I have an idea. Okay, so you know the heart chocolate things that you open and there's like chocolate each? Like it's the shape of a heart. Take all the chocolate out and put a sexy pic in each of the chocolate things. I mean, I know it'd have to be like a really big box of chocolates, but how cute would that be?
Did I tell you over Christmas I had started taking the photos?
Well, I knew you started, but you didn't tell me something specific.
Well, I had three of them, and then he like saw them, and he was like, well, "Who? What are these for?" And I was like, "You're never gonna believe this, but these are for you." Like, I swear to God, these are for you. And he's like, "What?" So I had to show him the clip of you being like, "Do the advent calendar." But he saw, I was like, and they had like a filter on them. I was like giving effort, but I should do it because he loved it.
Remember the Rangers game?
How could we forget?
On that cab ride home, I sent each of the pictures I took to Mike.
I remember you telling me
we were in the back of the cab, like one a minute.
Like Mike,
I was just sitting right next to him, being like, "Did you like that one? Well, what about this one?"
And your guys aren't talking, and you're just like sending them to him, and he's like, "Yeah, oh my God, that would be."
I think that's great because it's like you don't have to do a ton. You could just do like a week's worth.
Yeah.
And you could like put a little chocolate on it or like tie it to a rose, put it under their pillow.
I like that for Valentine's Day because I don't know what it is. You know, it's like National Daughter's Day. And I'm like, you're a daughter every day.
Today?
No, like, you know how National Daughter's Day exists? Yeah. And then there's like National Donut Day. Mm-hmm. I feel that way a little bit about Valentine's in the sense of gifts. Like, we got it. You love your person every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really need like a nice gift. I think dinner's fun. I love like the pink and the red, mm-hmm. but I like cute, like I like the candy. Little nudes are fine, but it doesn't need to be like, I got you a Louis Vuitton.
No, I like for me, Valentine's Day is like when you get them like the heartfelt, like you write them the letter. If they love flowers, get them flowers. Take them to like their favorite restaurant, like something that's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be big gifts.
Yeah.
I feel like, too, if you do that one year, then you're constantly, like, every year's compared to that, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, also, like, I don't really want my significant other buying me nice gifts, because, like, they probably won't have great taste. So, either take me to the store, or just buy me a nice little, or write me a nice little letter.
A little letter's great.
Like, I can't even imagine them getting you a purse, and you're like, fuck, I don't even like the purse.
Yeah, no. Or, like, jewelry, you know, like, I'm like, ah! that, which I'm grateful for Christmas and things, but I feel like Valentine's Day is such just like a, like it being on a Tuesday is perfect. It's just such a Tuesday.
Yes.
Just a good old fashioned chocolate love ya.
Is it Tuesday this year?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Little wheel intro.
Wheel
of misfortune. Okay.
I was like, all right, let's
go. Got it. Spin.
Okay.
I love the noise it makes.
Such a good noise.
That's so cute. A friends with benefits experience.
Do we believe in those?
Well, have you had one? Because I've never had one.
They're impossible.
I genuinely don't think that they are real. I think they're like aliens.
I've had a friend with a benefit and then I started to like him, or I had a friend with a benefit and then got completely grossed out with him and then there was no more benefits and he was just my friend. But I've never had a friend with benefits that survived more than one moment.
Wait, so with that friend that you got grossed out about, you were able to be friends with him again?
Yeah, I was just like, we can't do this. I like our friendship too much to sacrifice this. But in all reality, I was like, you are, this ain't it.
No, yeah, I don't really have guy friends because I usually fall in love with them. But I could never, because I only can be intimate with people I really like. And I would start to like them a lot. And then I wouldn't want to be their friend anymore.
Because this is my question. If you have a friend with benefits, then why would you want to be intimate with somebody that you didn't feel sexual attraction to?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I feel like I'm just kissing a girl.
Also, fully. Also, I'm so 0 to 100, and I feel like you are too, where it's like, either I want nothing to do with you, or you can be my boyfriend.
This is why I think this is why I argue on the side of girls can have guy friends, because I so compartmentalize, where I oftentimes use one of my best guy friends here, but I'm like, I could never have sex with you ever, even remotely think of you ever as attractive.
Yeah.
Ever. And then I'm like, if I was single, I'm like, I could never have a friend that I wanted to hook up with ever, because you're in the friend category.
Yeah. Like, I can have guy friends now. Like, I consider, like, Graham and Mike and, like, my other friends' boyfriends' friends. But I guess when I say guy friends, I mean, like, I've never been a girl who just, like, will hang out with that guy alone. Because we're just friends. I've never had that. I've had, like, groups, but I've never been, like, you know, some girls just have, like, a best guy friend. Like, I do have one best guy friend. But, like, they'll just hang out alone together. I'm just like, how can you like a guy that much but not romantically like him that much?
Yeah. I actually had two friends with benefits.
Really? Actual ones?
Yeah.
And you could hook up with them even though they were just your friend. You truly had no feelings for
them. It's actually kind of crazy when I think back to it.
It's because you're so chill.
We would, like, the one, well, both of them, they're at different points in my life. They were like my, I wouldn't say it was like that one-on-one friendship that you're referring to. Like, we were friends in a group. Like, we were, like, always hanging out.
And you truly didn't like them.
No.
If they texted you and their name popped up on your phone, you felt nothing.
No, I felt nothing towards
them. How? Did you think they were hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always thought they were hot, but it was so weird. Like, I can remember having sex with them, and it, like, was not, like, sexual like that.
Okay, I have a question for you, though.
It was straight business. Like,
what? I have a question.
Okay.
Do you guys think you can find guys hot, though, when you don't like their personality like that? Because if there's a guy who I think is hot, but then I get to know him and I'm like, your personality is nothing I would ever want to do with, immediately I'm like, you're ugly now.
There could be the hottest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And if he is like a wallflower or like just really passive or something, immediately can be so he's not cute anymore. He's not hot.
That's why I fell in love with like my guy friends in high school, because like I would spend time with these guys and I loved their personality. So, and I was like, they're funny, they're nice, they're caring. Obviously, I'm going to start having feelings for them because I like them.
I think that's why people are attracted to athletes.
I truly like don't, as I'm explaining this, I don't relate to it at all. So I don't know how I did it.
Oh, crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to like figure out how I felt. I remember who's still a close friend of mine, the reason we stopped doing it was the last time we did it, we were at a party and he was grossing me out kind of while we were doing it, because he was being like serious about it.
Maybe
called
he
me like baby
getting,
girl or something
so
like that.
So he started getting feelings.
I don't know though. And then I could hear people outside calling my name, like talking like, Alana, where's Alana? So I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going back outside. So then I got up and walked out. And he got like mad that I did that, and then we never did it again. So I feel like it was like right before the pendulum would have shifted in like a weird direction. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah. Cause it was going to, that's my thing. There's got to be a shelf life to it.
Yeah.
Because you either get grossed out or you start to develop feelings. But this is my question. I'm like, if you truly feel nothing, if you're seriously friends with the benefit of having sex or hooking up, how does the guy get harder? Like, how do you enjoy it? Like, I'm like, how is it pleasurable if it's a friend with benefit? I don't think it exists.
It wouldn't be for me. I genuinely cannot have sex with someone unless I have feelings for them. I mean, I can do like the one night stand, but the sex is always horrible. I'm like, poor. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It would be bad. I think I'm like, I would rather not. I would rather have not have sex fully.
That's why I don't like one night stands. Yeah.
I think we were both recently single and just looking for some sort of connection.
Were you hurt maybe
by
like emotionally at that time?
The first one. Yeah.
Okay.
The second one was in college and I was kind of like, whoa. So we would just like make out in the middle of the dance floor at parties and bars.
Got it.
And we thought it was like funny.
Okay.
I don't think you can. I don't think friends with benefits exist.
It doesn't either.
It's an anomaly. It's an alien. It's a ghost. Like, no. It's a unicorn.
Not even a... Oh, I would not. I don't want it.
No, I don't want a unicorn. Either. Like, I just... I can't comprehend.
Especially a new friend.
Yeah,
I know
that
you can make a new friend and be like the movie. That's not... That's when you develop feelings for someone.
That's... To me, they immediately had feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I...
But
that's
emotionally...
That's actually interesting. New friend, for sure, absolutely not, because why bother?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't bother with a new opposite sex friend ever at this day and age unless you were attracted to them in some capacity.
Yeah.
And if they're an old friend, there's no way you could sleep with them. No way, unless you were attracted to them because you... There's just no way you physically want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, two very emotionally unavailable human beings who are just a little messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Friends with Benefits, like, Mila and Justin Timberlake, like, they played characters that were emotionally fucked up.
Yeah, because to me, right away, they liked each other.
Fully!
In my head, I was like, you guys have a crush on each other.
Fully! But she was really messed up, and he was really messed up, so it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just really sensitive and emotional. Like, I could never.
I don't even think actors and actresses, actually, when I watch sex scenes, I'm like, there's no way you felt nothing. Like, if Graham came to me and said, I'm an actor and I need to have sex with somebody, I'd be like, immediately, no.
I'm an actor.
Because you're going to feel something. You'll feel something in this brain of yours when you have sexual intercourse with a person. No way.
Especially when you're acting and you're playing a role that likes someone. I feel like actors can change their whole mindset. So it's like, also, you're telling me that some of those kisses...
That's acting?
Like, there are some kisses where I'm like, nah, not today. Like, that's... I'm getting uncomfortable watching, but there's some where I'm like... Like, I can think of them at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
I think Margot Robbie and Leonardo DiCaprio should have gotten married.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in Titanic, they should have gotten married.
Really? Maybe Leo actually is
really good.
Maybe Leo's a good actor. I wouldn't let my significant other ever.
Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. They should be married.
Oh, love that.
Never saw it.
That kiss.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, there's a lot though where I'm like, I wouldn't let my significant other kiss somebody or have sex scenes with somebody because I'm like, damn, those are steamy and you guys, to some element, you're going to enjoy it. I just think, maybe not, but I just think so.
I'm pretty sure.
You will.
I'm the same. I could never date an actor.
No.
Nope.
Quick pause to talk about the one and only BetterHelp because this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you are at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in a way that you want to or like you're showing up as your best self. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything that life throws at you. The Mean Girl Pod is a massive proponent of therapy. We often talk about things our therapists tell us, and I would say that we can't imagine life without it. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/MeanGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MeanGirl.
Well, on that note, AP, do you want to do what you do best?
Like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. I actually think we said watch on YouTube early on. So
yeah.
Good for us. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get 8 hours of sleep. And leave us a 5-star review.
Right. Love you guys.